Hello, everybody. This is Georgianne Hughes, and this is The Bite Show. And we're really blessed to have Joseph Farrell with us. And tonight we're going to get into cosmic war. Yeah. And we have some questions to answer. And I wanted to start off with Bettina's questions about a crop circle. And I believe you told me, Joseph, that that has something to do with a template. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, yeah. I'm actually in the process of writing a little white paper for my website in the members area on crop circles. So I will try to kind of summarize what I was saying in that paper. And the reason why it's connected to cosmic war is when we were talking in this series previously about the use of electromagnetic interferometry to set up patterns of interference, you know, waves of interference. That pattern of interference often acts as a kind of a template to create a certain kind of action in the target area. Well, when you turn to crop circles, you have a number of signatures that, if you look at them carefully, are associated, commonly associated, with precisely this type of electromagnetic interferometry. For example, when you look at some crop circle reports, you often find attached to them the fact that people can actually have actually watched them being made, and as they do so, there are little signatures such as glowing balls, you know, floating around in the neighborhood or region of a crop circle. Sometimes people have been close enough to hear the actual kind of buzzing static electricity, the crackling and the popping that some people associate with the formation of these things. Which, you know, to me, I think is very interesting. And then when you look at the actual plants involved, the crops themselves, many times you will find the nodes on these plants, you know, where they're growing, that the nodes themselves are kind of exploded, and that the plants themselves have been folded over in layers that run in mutually opposing directions. In other words, there will be one layer and it's folded down to the ground in one direction, and then right on top of it another group of plants will be folded down in exactly the opposite direction, and over this goes. So these are very complex phenomena, and all of this suggests to me, if you turn to the work of Lieutenant Colonel Bearden, or for that matter, you don't even need to turn to him. You can turn to some of the reports that I mentioned in my books where you have these glowing balls of plasma, and that's what I think they are, kind of man-made ball lightning, so to speak. These are often associated with electromagnetic phenomena, whether man-made or otherwise. For example, you find these glowing balls of plasma sometimes associated over rock formations prior to earthquakes. So in other words, you're dealing with a signature here that's a phenomenon of electromagnetic stress, number one, and with the explosion of plants, the nodes of plants, it is likely that you're dealing with electromagnetic energy in the radar or microwave range of the frequency. In other words, you're dealing with something beyond the infrared end of the spectrum. So all of this, you know, the person asking me about crop circles here, all of this, the bottom line for me, Georgianne, is number one, I think we are looking at the deliberate products of a technology. And it's precisely the type of technology that I've been outlining in the Cosmic War series of talks here on your show. It's the type of technology that I was writing about, you know, all the way back in the Giza Death Star and through the Cosmic War to a certain extent, even in the SS Brotherhood of the Bell. It's a similar type of technology in all of these cases that you're dealing with. Now, for me, if I can kind of elaborate on her question a bit, for me, the real crucial point is, all right, if it's man-made, why are they doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. And there the question becomes a little more complex. Like all such things, I think what these power elites that have access to this type of technology, when they do something in public, they're usually doing it for a multitude of reasons. In other words, they're doing one thing and combining several different motivations for doing it.
All right? Yeah.
It's kind of like the invasion of Iraq. On the one hand, you know, the bottom line motivation was to get rid of Saddam Hussein. The next level of motivation was to secure oil supplies. And then the next level was to secure American bases, you know, for the projection of military power in the region.
Yeah.
And finally, I think at a very, very deep and covert level, it was to gain access to ancient knowledge, ancient technology, and so on and so forth. So all of these things were combined in one operation. And that's kind of what I'm getting at here with crop circles. I think you're looking at an operation that combines several different motivations. The first of which, I think, at a very basic level, is if they're playing with this kind of microwave interferometry, all right, the basic reason they would be doing this and doing it in such a complex way is precisely to learn how, so to speak, to steer the technology, how to control it.
Practicing,
it would be like the old test patterns that you used to see on television stations back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
At the beginning or end of the broadcast day, you know, they put up the Indian head or the target or what have you. And, you know, that was a way for them to calibrate their equipment.
Yeah.
I think to a certain extent that's possibly what you're looking at here. You're looking at a kind of a calibration exercise. How thoroughly and smoothly can we control this stuff? And obviously, if that's the case, I mean, if my assumption here is true, then they've learned to control it to a very fine art. Now, the second level is this. If they're going to publicly display a technology like this, they're not going to do it in such a way that gives away directly the human hands behind it. So they're going to have to disguise it. They're going to use the technology to create a psychological operation.
Yeah.
And it's here, I think, that you have to look at the designs in the cereal and in the crops themselves, because one thing above all stands out with these things: the designs typically resemble one of three things. They either resemble mathematical theorems in pictures, in other words, they're just raw exercises in abstract mathematics, or they resemble hieroglyphical things, you know, ancient Egyptian things, or they sometimes resemble technological things.
Yeah.
And then the third thing, and the most interesting thing, is occasionally you will see themes or pictograms in these crop circles that are straight out of occult literature.
Oh.
And I'm thinking of, for example, of one very famous crop circle that was nothing but a crop circle version of the Sephiroth, the tree of life in the Jewish Kabbalah.
Yeah.
So in other words, the fact that you have those types of things being displayed to me means that you're dealing with whoever is making these things is dealing from a basis of knowledge of deep human esoteric tradition. And ipso facto, that, to my mind, rules out any sort of extraterrestrial explanation for them. which many people like to see in crop circles.
Yeah.
I think it's the other way around. Now, all that said, at a final and deepest level of crop circles, I think you do have a bit of an occult agenda going on
mm-hmm.
by the people that have access to this technology,
mm-hmm.
and that they're using this technology to create these images in perhaps the hopes of communicating with higher powers or in actual communication with them. And in other words, they're using the technology to nakedly, openly perform with drawing these kind of occultic symbols in the serial to perform ceremonial magic on a very big scale.
On a
planetary scale.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. So, you know, those are the four motivations, I think, that are behind it. But I definitely think the bottom line is that you're dealing with a human technology.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Why am I not surprised?
Well, you know, this crop circles are like so many other things in this field. You know, there is a certain group of people that want to leap, Georgianne, immediately to an extraterrestrial or, for that matter, to a spiritual explanation.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they want to overlook the technological explanation, and they want to overlook the hidden human elite explanation. And that's where I think this is coming from.